Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr, sitting in one more day. Eric Johnson will be back tomorrow. This is the middle of National Farm Safety Week. Purdue University's farm safety specialist is Bill Field. Had a visit with him yesterday. He pointed out there is one category of farm fatality accidents that cut the deepest.
I can tell you there's very little that can happen on a farm that's more devastating than the loss of a child. I've been involved in a number of cases personally in which a child was lost, such as being backed over by a skid steer or injured in a fall or whatever it is, and it just ended up the farm could not sustain itself. And the trauma, the emotional aspect of that was so enormous that the family just decided that they couldn't stay in farming, and they packed up and moved. And so I think there's always a special consideration for us that work in farm safety to encourage farm families just to be mindful of what their kids are doing and have supervision there, and to encourage those kids to take whatever safety training they can get through programs like the Progressive Farmer Safety Day Camps or 4-H or FFA. All of those offer programs that would enable those young people to work and be there just a little bit safer.
Bill, we're going in the grain bin. It seems like you have data and research every year that's updated on grain bin safety. What's new and what's important this year?
I think one of the things that is striking me that we need to spend a more time on is that we're seeing a transition from injuries and fatalities in the commercial grain industry. Those are the big facilities, the co-ops, the big companies that store and transport a lot of grain. And it's the problem now is much more clearly identified as farmers that are storing grain at increased capacity. It just amazes me that some of the farmers that I live with, work around, have storage capacity that are greater than the local elevators. And so there's a growing concern over that learning curve that needs to take place as a farmer begins to build more storage facilities and has to learn how to store that grain properly, keep it in condition. And almost all of the cases I've looked at in the last two or three years have related to out-of-condition grain. A farmer is trying to store, instead of a 10,000 or 30,000 bushel, he's now got a 100,000 or 200,000 bushel bin, and he's got to maintain the quality of that grain and keep it stored well, doesn't go out of condition. And sometimes when that happens, they get in there, try to break up the crust or remove the crust from the walls, and it ends up taking their lives. And so I think it's about 70% of our cases now occur on farms, and that's something that we need to refocus some of our attention. And I think I'm going to add one other aspect to this, is that I just did two grain bin rescue trainings. I've done hundreds of these over the years with thousands of firefighters. And we can get 30, 40, or one night we had 72 firefighters show up on a farm to teach them how to rescue the farmer. And the farmer's comment was he wants them to know how to get him out of trouble. And I feel like that's really going down the wrong path. Is that we ought to be having more farmers showing up on how to maintain grain quality and to stay out of trouble rather than teaching firemen how to get them out of trouble yeah. when it does occur. I think we've lost our perspective in that area. And it's you look at all of the training that's going across the country right now on grain bin rescue. My concern is it hasn't shown a dramatic drop in the number of people that are dying in grain bins.
Words of wisdom on farm safety during National Farm Safety Week. Bill Field, Purdue University. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back.